From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour in the hot seat. Today was day two of congressional hearings into Toyota's recent safety problems. Lawmakers heard from the company's president and CEO, Akio Toyoda, who's also the grandson of the company's founder. Toyota apologized for accidents that have occurred because of defective cars. He also pledged to work, as he put it, unceasingly to restore the trust of customers. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was a moment of grand drama in the hearing room of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee as Akio Toyoda took his seat at the hearing table. While he's spoken to media outside the U.S., this was his first performance on the Washington stage, as his company recalls 8.5 million vehicles worldwide because of instances of sudden acceleration. Mr. Toyoda said the problem stemmed from the company's desire to become the world's largest automaker.
We pursued growth over the speed at which we are able to develop our people and our organization, and we should sincerely be mindful of that. I regret that this has resulted in the safety issue described in the recalls we face today.
Some 36 deaths have been attributed to sudden acceleration in the U.S. Toyota offered a personal apology to a California family who lost 4 members in a fiery crash near San Diego last August.
Especially, I would like to extend my condolences to the members of the Saylor family for the accident in San Diego. I would like to send my prayers again, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that such a tragedy never happens again.
For the most part, lawmakers received Toyota respectfully. Committee Chairman Adolphus Towns, a Democrat from New York, told Toyota his appearance shows his commitment to safety. But earlier, Towns had some stinging words for 2 popular Toyota models that have been recalled.
If the Camry and the Prius were airplanes, they would be grounded.
Florida Republican John Mica held up a document uncovered by congressional investigators in which the company bragged it had won a victory when the government recalled floor mats believed to cause unintended acceleration, but not the car itself, saving the company $100 million. Mica addressed the president of Toyota North America, Yoshimi Inaba.
Mr. Inaba, this is one of the most embarrassing documents I've ever seen. In your preparation of this, you embarrassed all the people I represent, those hardworking people across this country.
Inaba said while the document had been sent to him, he had only been on the job a few days, and it didn't represent his view.
It is so inconsistent with the guiding principle of Toyota. And my feelings.
The role of the government in overseeing auto safety also came under examination. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood was questioned for 4 hours about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. One criticism that former NHTSA staffers went to work for Toyota after leaving the agency.
What the law requires is that if you've been an employee at DOT and you go to work for a company that does work with DOT, you cannot communicate or participate in the work that you did with this company.
It's unclear what will result from today's hearing. Lawmakers alternated between blasting the company and praising it for the jobs Toyota has created. Akio Toyoda, who said his name appears on each of the company's cars, can only hope his appearance will turn the page on what has been a public relations disaster for his company and a nightmare for many Toyota owners. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.